Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called, Can You Really Lose Weight on a Silly Cookie Diet? Look, everyone knows the doctor-recommended way to lose weight. We need to modify our lifestyle and eat a well-balanced, reduced-calorie meal in order to lose small amounts of weight gradually over time, right? Otherwise, we'll probably just gain it all back. Well, one doctor says that theory is BS. Meet Dr. Sanford Siegel. Dr. Siegel says in his experience, most people give up on the gradual, sensible diet route because not only are they hungry all the time, but he's found his patients get discouraged if they don't see significant results right away. So Dr. Siegel developed a protein-packed, yet still yummy, cookie diet for his patients. And it's worked so well, it's available to everyone now. And in this audio interview, you'll hear all about that diet and how it's working for fast weight loss. You'll also hear why the jury is no longer out on the common belief that it's unhealthy to lose weight fast, and the reasons why quick weight loss might actually be the healthiest option. You'll learn the truth behind those last 10 pounds and why they're so hard to lose. There's actually a scientific reason why this happens and a way to get around it. You'll hear the science behind Dr. Siegel's cookies and what makes them nutritious, hunger controlling, and delicious. You'll learn why people usually fall off their diets and the two things to watch out for if you want to stay the course. You'll learn the only test that works to detect hyperthyroidism, why Dr. Siegel doesn't trust lab tests alone, what to look for if you suspect your metabolism is unusually slow, and the simple fix that cures it. You'll also hear the real reason people gain their weight back and the two ways Dr. Siegel recommends to make sure that doesn't happen. Dr. Siegel says high-protein diets like the cookie diet work so well because protein controls hunger better than carbohydrates. Carbs are full of sugar, which he says stimulates hunger more than anything else. But people on his high-protein cookie diet lose about 10 pounds a month on average and stick with it. And in this audio interview, you'll hear all about it. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Chris Costello, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff to bring you the world's best health-related interviews. So if you know anyone struggling with their weight, with cancer, diabetes, ADHD, autism, heart disease, or other health issues, send them over to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. And today we're talking with Dr. Siegel, author of the Cookie Diet book. Dr. Siegel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Chris, for having me.
So you have helped just hundreds of thousands of people lose weight and lose weight quickly and effectively, and your cookie diet is just a fascinating diet. And one thing that we've talked a lot about is the obesity problem in this country, and there's a lot of theories about it. And what do you see is happening?
Well, there are several things that would account for the prevalence of obesity and the worsening of the numbers. When I was first in medical practice, I was very interested in treating obesity and decided that I was going to confine my practice to doing so, and I have all these years. At that time, about 40% of our population was considered to be overweight. Well, that was 50-some years ago. With all the efforts that have been made, for example, in the media, with all kinds of advice that come from supposed experts, the problem has gotten worse and worse. Today, it's estimated that 65% of the population is overweight. And that's the result of all this good advice that we've been getting from experts on the media on how to lose weight. So apparently that advice hasn't helped in any way at all. And I actually blame that advice for making the problem more serious than it was back then.
What has that advice traditionally been?
Well, what we're told is we have to modify our lifestyles as if we didn't know that. That we have to eat a very minimally reduced calorie diet, lose the weight slowly and consistently over a long period of time, and then remain on that same type of diet forever. Now, obviously, that advice would work if, and if is the problem. It would work if we were perfect individuals who did everything that we're told and that we didn't have the desires and cravings that we have. But all this advice doesn't look at us as type of animals we really are. We have certain, we can call them defects, or we have certain characteristics that go with us. And this characteristic is that we put on weight rather easily if we are unrestrained in our food intake. The advice we're given would work, but it doesn't work because we don't follow that advice. And I became aware of this very early in my practice, that it's all very nice that I tell my patients what to do, how to lose weight. And frankly, they knew that before I even told them how. And nonetheless, they simply didn't do it. Now, the big problem, or there are actually two big problems involved in losing weight. One is hunger. When you're hungry, you can't lose weight. The hunger drive is so powerful that it doesn't matter how motivated you are. When you're hungry, you're going to eat. People will kill for food. And all this good advice seems to ignore that. So I determined very early in the practice that I have to control my patient's hunger. However, the second factor is probably even more important, and that's the motivation of the individual. You have to really want to do it because it's obviously not easy. In spite of what all the infomercials tell you and all the great diet books, it's not easy to lose weight. It's hard to lose weight.
But Dr. Siegel, how do you explain, I mean, there's so many people that are obese or overweight, and they really want to do it. I mean, they've suffered their whole lives with this. What really motivates people?
When people come to me as a physician, in general, they are motivated. At least they believe they're motivated. They say they're motivated. They tell me how their lives have been ruined by their weight and how desirable it would be if they got rid of the weight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when they first come, they're very motivated. And early in the practice, I saw that that motivation would fade very rapidly if they didn't have real success that they could see. Now, I feel that the control of hunger is the single thing that I have to attempt to do with each patient. And, of course, way back then, I developed a product. It was my cookie that is used for hunger control, and it has proven to work out very satisfactorily. However, the question of motivation is still there. They have to keep their motivation up. And I'm going to tell you what wrecks the motivation of a patient or a client, and that's very slow weight loss. And therefore, I am a very big advocate of rapid weight loss. I want that weight to come off very fast. Why? Not for any other reason than it stimulates the individual, it motivates them, it energizes them to continue on the diet. One of my patients spends a whole week dieting and gets on the scale and she loses a half pound. She's discouraged. She says, oh my God, I have another year to go at that rate. And it's hard. So two things. You have to control diet and you have to lose the weight fast in order to keep the motivation working.
And so that kind of kicks in that reward process almost if they see results.
Oh, of course. The diet that I advocate is called Dr. Siegel's cookie diet, of course. Why would I not advocate it? It works. But the diet that I advocate results in a weight loss of approximately 10 pounds a month. The calorie count is 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day. Now, this is low, but this is not extremely low. But it's low enough to produce very fast weight loss. At 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day, everyone loses weight. There are no failures at that level. Providing, of course, that you stick to it. And there's the rub, you have to stick to it. But if the individual loses fast, they generally will have the motivation to stick to it, and eventually they'll get to their goal rather quickly.
How did you come up with the idea of offering this in a cookie form?
I've written some books on the subject of diet, and I was working on a book, Hunger Control Without Drugs. And the book advocated eating a certain way, which essentially had to do with high-protein foods. I've always been a big advocate of high-protein diets as opposed to some of the high-carbohydrate diets, which I think are ridiculous. But on a high-protein diet, your hunger is going to be better controlled than on any other type of diet. And I got the idea while I was writing this book to develop a formula of a particular mixture of proteins, or what you might call amino acids, that is hunger controlling. And then, of course, the idea is, okay, you have a formula, which I did, but what do you do with it? And I decided the best vehicle for it was a cookie, because a cookie is portable and people generally like cookies, and a lady can carry cookies in her purse and it keeps, it doesn't have to be refrigerated. So there were a lot of arguments for using a cookie. And it turned out to be a right decision because it was an immediate success in my medical practice. And I kept it within my medical practice down here in Miami for years and years and years and refused to allow anyone else to use the product because I thought they would used it improperly and tainted, and I was very stubborn about it. But eventually I did allow other doctors to use it, and we had several hundred other doctors who were using it in their practice. But it was still not available to the public until rather recently, about, I think it was 3 years ago, that we first made it available.
And so when people first start on the cookie diet, how long do they stay on the eating program where they're eating the cookies and then the meal, well, there's like one meal at night, right?
Yeah, well, you have the right idea. Here's how the diet works. You eat the cookie for one purpose only, to control hunger. And the regime calls for eating 6 cookies a day at hunger time, not at specific times, but at times when hunger strikes, so that essentially there is no breakfast and there is no lunch. During the day up until dinner, you eat cookies when you're hungry and only 6. Those 6 provide 500 calories. Now, then you get to eat real food for dinner. Dinner is not bad. It's a 500 to 700 calorie dinner of high protein, you know, chicken, turkey, fish, seafood, that type of thing, and some vegetables, so that the entire intake is 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day. And this is something that people tolerate very well. The cookie keeps them from being hungry during the day. They get to eat real food eventually, dinner time, and that's it. And that does seem to be a formula that works.
And how long do they do that for, usually?
Well, they do it until they reach their goal weight. And that's another thing that's very important for me and for them. I have found that unless we reach the goal that is set, a realistic goal weight, there's not much hope for maintaining weight. And, of course, that's what it's all about, maintaining weight. The idea is to get to your goal weight and then maintain it. If you don't maintain it, why bother losing it to begin with? But I find that people do not maintain their weight if they do not reach that goal. You know, I can have one of my patients lose 100 pounds, and it's spectacular, and yet they're still not at the proper weight. And a lot of them at that stage are so self-satisfied, they'll say, this is wonderful, it's so much better, I know I'm not at my right weight, but I'm going to settle for this. Those are the people who do not maintain their weight. I find that if you don't get to that goal, you don't maintain your weight.
For more interviews on health, mind, body, and spirit, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. So you've got to have a really targeted goal, something you're really aiming for.
Yeah, and that's very important. As a matter of fact, I try to help people to determine that. On my website, which is cookiediet.com, I have put in what I call calculators. And these are devices where you enter in things like your current weight, your age, and your activity level, and various things like that. And you end up with what is your maintenance level of calories. In other words, it tells you what number of calories would maintain your weight. Once you have that, you can now go into finding out what you should weigh. And I have a calculator for that. And eventually, what diet you're going to be on. And by the way, I advocate that when you're on a low-calorie diet, you have your own physician monitor you and advise you, because I think that's an essential element in losing weight also, having a physician there. At any rate, once you have all this information and you follow this to the letter, you're going to lose weight unless you deviate. And that's the job of the individual, to maintain their motivation.
And Dr. Siegel, why is it so hard to lose those last 10 pounds? I lost about 40 pounds, but I tell you, those last 10 pounds, they will not go away. Why is that so difficult?
Well, I hear this all the time, and there is a good scientific explanation for it. But there's also the psychological explanation to it. Now, the scientific one is this. You see, when you had that extra 40 pounds, you had to drag it with you wherever you went. That was almost like a weightlifting experience. You had to carry 40 pounds with you everywhere. Well, you burned many more calories, say, when you walked a certain distance with that 40 pounds than you burned after you lost the 40 pounds, because you weren't carrying that with you anymore. So as you lose weight, in a sense, it does become a little more difficult because you're not dragging that extra weight around with you. Now, that's the scientific explanation, and of course, that's correct. Now, there's a psychological explanation, too. As you become more and more self-satisfied, it becomes more difficult to stick to the diet you were on. All of a sudden, the problem that was so serious previously doesn't seem so serious anymore, and that's something we can't avoid. Success sort of works against you in a way.
And maybe, too, you know, you get to a point where it's almost a barter. It's like, well, you know, I can give up this, and then I know those 10 pounds will go away, but I can keep this and live with the 10 pounds. You got to decide your values. Like you were saying, your goal has to be clear.
You're absolutely right. And, of course, I see that in my patients all the time.
Interesting. Now, what is the most amount of weight that one of your patients has lost?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. You know, I don't have a clear-cut picture because we've had a lot of people who lost a tremendous amount, but probably close to 300 pounds. And I'm talking about weight loss, 300 pounds. But that is extremely rare. Mm. And what's rare is that someone has the motivation to do that. 100-pound weight losers, lots of them. But now, there are people who have to lose more weight than that. And I have not seen success in people who have more weight to lose than that. Just a tremendous task. These people have such a negative situation to begin with. Just for example, the effort to go to a doctor's office is a major task for them. Once obesity reaches that level, they probably should be treated completely in a hospital setting. But you see, that is not the typical person. The typical person that we see today, they're not even patients of mine. They get their cookies from either from cookiediet.com or from some stores like Walgreens or GNC. And I hope they consult their doctor. They go to our website to follow the instructions that are given on the website. Those are typically the ones that I hear of today. And we have some really great success stories. One of them was not too long ago, was featured on the cover of People magazine. This is a young lady by the name of Josie who was 240 pounds, and she went down to 120 pounds. Well, that's half her body weight. It's like cutting her in half, and that is spectacular. She's certainly not the biggest weight loser we've had, but she's unique in that she lost half of her weight, and that's quite an accomplishment.
And now how do people transition back into kind of a more normal type of eating?
Well, that's a very good point. What's most important, of course, is to maintain the weight after you lose it. Again, it's a total waste if you go to the effort of losing it and then gain it back. Now, you have to shift gears at the point at which you reach your goal weight. You can't continue on Dr. Siegel's cookie diet in the same manner, or you'll keep losing weight and that becomes undesirable. You'll end up underweight, which is not what we're looking for. So we have to shift gears. And my preference as a method of maintaining weight is physical exercise. But it takes a lot of physical exercise, unless you're still on a reduced calorie diet, it takes a lot of physical exercise to maintain your weight. And a lot of people rebel and object to that. I'm sorry about that. I would love to see everyone maintain their weight through exercise. Now, what I advocate to my patients and to others is that they start by burning 500 calories a day. And this is at the point at which they are now at a normal weight, that they burn 500 calories a day. Now, that translates into perhaps an hour of cardiovascular exercise every single day. And that hour should burn up about 500 calories. Well, for the majority of people, that is sufficient for them to maintain their weight as long as they just don't go hog wild with food. In other words, they can have some excesses because they're starting the day minus 500 calories. That's my preference. Other people prefer to stay on Dr. Siegel's cookie diet. And strangely enough, that is not my preference. Right. However, those that choose to do that can't be on the diet as it was before because they'll keep losing weight. So the difference is the dinner. Instead of eating a 500 to 700 calorie dinner, now they're eating a dinner that could be as much as 1,500 calories a day. Because remember, the cookies supply 500 calories. So if they eat a 1,500 calorie dinner, which is a, you know, a real dinner, plus 500 calories of cookies, that's 2,000 calories a day. That's about average for an individual to maintain their weight. Some of us are more, some of us are less. But that is another choice, to stay on Dr. Siegel's cookie diet. But remember, my first choice is to do it without any assist like our cookie, and to do it with exercise alone.
And Dr. Siegel, another thing you mentioned was the high-protein diet. We've heard people that are very much proponents of the high-carb diets and the low-fat diets and the high-protein. Why is there so much angst between these different groups? Is there a middle ground anywhere?
Well, you know, all the people who advocate these different diets, they're all well-meaning. They're not evil. They're not trying to do us harm. But they lack the experience of seeing people actually on these diets. And that's one of my criticisms of these ivory tower people who espouse instructions to all of us, who say, here is the way you should eat and so forth. And they're absolutely right that if you did what they said, you would lose weight. But they don't have the experience of working with hundreds of thousands of people and knowing that the people aren't going to do what they say. What good is advice that no one is going to follow?
And as you said early on, you had your patients when you were doing that and gave them the wonderful diet and they went home and nothing worked, right?
I was probably practicing 15, 17 years and I was absolutely dissatisfied with the results I was getting. I had plenty of patients because people knew that I was intense and I was interested in it. But frankly, my results weren't all that good. And that's what motivated me to start working on what I thought was the single most important thing at that time, and that was controlling hunger.
And so why do you think the high-protein diet is better?
Well, I'm not sure I can give you the why. I know that it is better. I also know that the opposite, that carbohydrates are what actually stimulate hunger. And so it makes no sense at all to have a diet high in the food substances that stimulates more and more hunger. The simpler the carbohydrate, the more hunger-causing it is. And, of course, the simplest carbohydrate is sugar. And nothing stimulates hunger more than eating sugar. And then as you go down the list, you get into various starches, some of which are also very stimulating of hunger.
Now, with the high-protein diets, is there any concern as far as, you know, load on the kidneys or anything like that? So let's talk about the pros and the cons.
Well, there sure are cons. I've appeared on so many TV shows. And one of the things they generally do when you're on a TV show advocating any position is to have someone who will advocate the opposite position. I guess they feel that that's fair journalism. And I have had so many doctors who have criticized my diet. And without embarrassing, I like to say to them, well, how many patients have you treated? In other words, the stuff I hear is the stuff that you read in textbooks or in medical journals. It's theoretical stuff, which is not true. It doesn't apply to real, live human beings. It applies to laboratory animals or special people that are chosen for experimentation. But the reason I get all of this criticism, and by the way, one of the main criticisms is of losing weight fast. I keep hearing, oh, that's dangerous. You know, I have treated 500,000 patients, and I've yet to see the first person who has suffered any negative effect from losing weight fast. In my opinion, the faster the better.
For more interviews with the world's top health and medical experts, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Like you said, you're trying to look at results, too, and that instant gratification helps people, I think. But back to that question, you know, well, what about the middle of the road? What about, okay, just eat, you know, rice, beans, meat once in a while, you know, stuff that, you know, Dr. Oz is saying, stuff like that. What about that? Can we go there? Is that going to work for people?
Here is the point. Yes, it's going to work for people if they do it. But if, as a result of eating this, quote, good diet, they are hungry, then it's not going to work. And it's also not going to work if the calorie count isn't low enough. Because if the calorie count isn't low enough, the weight loss is going to be slow. They're going to look at themselves and say, I've been on this diet for a month. I've lost 3 pounds, 4 pounds. I can't do this for another year. And so there is my point. Rapid weight loss stimulates us to stay on the diet. And, of course, rapid weight loss comes from a relatively low-calorie diet. Not a super low-calorie diet, because some diets advocate going way below the 1,000 calories that I recommend. And do you want to know something? They're counterproductive, because when you get too low in calories, your body goes into a mode of trying to protect itself. It's the same mechanism that takes place, say, when you're in a lifeboat and you haven't been rescued and there's no food. Your body starts to shut down the metabolism so that you stay alive longer. And that's the same thing that can happen with a diet that's too low in calories. That's why I like the 1,000 to 1,200 calorie level. At that level, your metabolism does not slow down, and you get the maximum weight loss.
So, Dr. Siegel, with the cookie diet, it sounds like you've really simplified things for people and made it easy for them to kind of create success. But I'm interested in hearing your theory, because obviously this has been a lifetime work for you. Why is it that some people struggle so much with this question of being overweight, and then others, you know, I was raised with a brother that was just always thin. What is the difference?
This is a whole different area, and we haven't even touched on that. You see, what I'm talking about is normal people. So far, that's all we've talked about. However, one out of four of my patients is is in a different category. Those are people who have a low metabolism. And another way of expressing that is that they have an ailment called hypothyroidism, low thyroid function. Now remember, I'm talking about 1 out of 4. That means that 3 out of 4 are overweight simply because they eat too much, and there's no getting around that. But for 1 out of 4, they can be overweight eating much less than the others, and that's because they don't burn calories at a fast enough rate. And the reason their thyroid function is less than the rest of us. And those are people that do require special treatment. But fortunately, if the ailment is discovered, the treatment is very successful and not very unpleasant. It's a matter of simply taking a pill by mouth to supplement your thyroid function. But before your listeners get too excited about this, keep in mind, it's still 1 out of 4 overweight people. The other 3 out of 4, this doesn't apply.
So a thyroid test, though, should always be an important part of a visit to a physician.
Well, I have a little problem with that word thyroid test, because the most common test of thyroid that's used by doctors I find to be totally unsatisfactory. It doesn't find all the people that have this problem. And in fact, I wrote a book on that subject, Is Your Thyroid Making You Fat, is the title of the book, in which I really disparage this particular test that so many doctors have confidence.
And so what does a good thyroid evaluation consist of?
Well, in my own practice, the diet itself becomes the thyroid evaluation. In my practice, a patient is put on a specific number of calories for a long period of time. After 28 days, we make an evaluation. If they have followed the diet to the letter, I know in advance how much weight they should have lost. They should have lost this many pounds. If they have, then obviously they don't have a thyroid problem because they're reacting like a normal individual. If, however, their weight loss is subnormal and they have followed the diet to the letter, that's very suspicious that they are the 1 out of 4 who has a thyroid problem. And, of course, then we address that subject and treat it.
So you can't just look at the numbers on tests.
I have not found them to be accurate. In fact, I have done thousands over the years thyroid tests, and I'm very disillusioned by the results. And as a matter of fact, most recently, I don't even do the test anymore because I can't have any confidence in the results.
Interesting. So you haven't seen a correlation with numbers versus people that you've seen on the diet that didn't lose weight and were following the diet?
No. In my opinion, the single best test is a real-world test where you take this person in the real world, give them a certain number of calories over a period of time, and see if they perform like a normal individual. If they don't, that's clear-cut evidence to me that they have a low metabolism.
And Dr. Siegel, what is the average weight loss per week on the cookie diet?
Well, if people follow the diet as we advocated, and of course this is with the permission of their own doctor, and that's 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day, approximately 10 pounds a month. There's a bit of variation in that because there are variations in metabolism too, but about 10 pounds a month is what we look for.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'll take the cookie diet challenge for a month and I'll call you back and give you a report on my last 10 pounds. How's that?
Well, if you either go to my website or read my book, it'll give you instructions on how to do that.
Terrific. Well, Dr. Siegel, we want to thank you so much for spending the time with us, and we look forward to hearing about what you're up to next.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
That's the end of our interview with Dr. Siegel. I hope you found it helpful. And for more great interviews on health, wellness, marketing, and advertising, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.